praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry, featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, two ministers of God's economy who served together in China for nearly 20 years. Watchman Nee was imprisoned by the Chinese government in 1952 and remained there until his death in 1972. Following his imprisonment, Witness Lee carried on this ministry in Taiwan and eventually in America and ultimately around the world. He served the Lord for more than 70 years before going to be with him in 1997. His major contribution was through a 21-year labor he called Life Study, an exhaustive commentary on the entire Bible. This program is based on those messages. Before we join today's show, we'd like to give you our website where you can find more programs just like this one. It's lsmradio.org. Again, lsmradio.org. Now, here's our show today.
Our life study of Genesis brings us again to chapter 35 in the drink offering, and we're very happy to have Bob Danker to open this very rich portion of God's Word. Hi, Bob. It's good to see you.
It's very good to see you, Matt.
Bob, several programs ago, we touched the matter of the drink offering that Jacob poured out in chapter 35. Today, we come back to spend an entire program on this deep and touching point. Give us a very brief summary, if you would, of the setting before us as we get into this matter of the drink offering.
Well, Matt, you know the story of Jacob in Genesis is a wonderful story. It occupies a large portion of this book. In Genesis 28, Jacob is fleeing from his brother Esau, and he comes to a place where he has to rest, and he sets up a stone as a pillow, and he sleeps on this stone. Well, during the night, he has a dream, and we all are familiar with Jacob's dream, a wonderful dream. After that, he sets up this pillow stone as a pillar, and he pours oil on top of it. And then he makes a vow to God that if God will keep him in his way, in the way that he's traveling, and take care of him, then he will make that stone the house of God. So after that, he names the place where he had the dream and he set up the pillar to be Bethel. He named it Bethel, and that name means the house of God. So then Jacob goes on his way, and a number of chapters and many, many experiences later, God brings him back to Bethel. And here we are in chapter 35. Jacob has come back to Bethel. So God is reminding Jacob, you remember the vow you made to me in chapter 28 while you were fleeing from your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to bring you back to Bethel to keep your part of that vow. I kept my part, and I'm going to bring you back so that you can keep your part of that vow. And so this is kind of the setting where we have the account of Jacob pouring a drink offering on a stone that he sets up for a pillar.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Witness Lee for today's life study.
We are now still on the experience at Bethel. At Bethel, Jacob did quite much. Number one, he built an altar. Number two, he set up a pillar. And then number three, he poured a drink offering upon the pillar. And number four, he poured oil upon it. So tonight, we come to the third thing he did at Bethel. That is to pour the drink offering upon the pillar he set up. We shouldn't forget that whatever is here in this book is a seed in the Bible. We have to know that the drink offering in the Bible is first mentioned here. So here is the seed of the drink offering. Just by this one verse, it's hard for us to realize what is the real meaning of a drink offering. To know this, we have to go on to the following books to find out the real application, the real meaning of this one thing. Now we have to look into the real meaning of the drink offering. First of all, I wish to point out, as I did once in this past 10 messages, that Jacob set up the pillar twice at the same place at Bethel. But the first time, he didn't pour the drink offering. And the first time, there was no drink offering. What he poured out was only the oil. Why he poured out the oil there, but not the drink offering? The reason is this. The oil in the Bible doesn't need much experience on our side. But the wine depends upon our experiences. So at Bethel, the first time Jacob set up the pillar in chapter 28 of Genesis, Jacob didn't have any experience. We know this. He was a naughty boy, supplanting young man. He didn't have any experience of the Lord. So there, he didn't pour out the drink offering. Actually, he didn't have any drink offering. But now, after 20 years, especially after he was touched by the Lord, and he was somewhat transformed, now he came back to Bethel again. This time at Bethel, surely he had some experience. He had some wine to pour upon the pillar he set up as God's house. The first time, he didn't have the experience, but the second time, he had. So at the second time, he poured out the drink offering upon the pillar.
Well, Bob, we are revisiting Bethel with Jacob, and there are similarities to his first visit in chapter 28, but this one key element is new. The drink offering was not part of Jacob's first experience at Bethel. By this time, why was Jacob now able to offer God a drink offering?
Yes, Matt. In his first time that he came to Bethel, as Witness Lee pointed out, Jacob had no experience of God. He didn't know God at all and had no experience with God. But then he went on from there. And as we read his story, you can see he has much experience. In fact, he comes to a place eventually where he wrestles with a man, and that man is just Christ himself, God in the form of a man.
Amen.
And that man touches him, and then he limps from that point forward. And then he has further experiences. He comes to the good land, and he settles in Shechem, and there he has some very difficult experiences that force him to flee. And while he's passing through all these troubles in his life, he is experiencing God. So he's being transformed by God little by little. And transformation means that the transforming God is constituted into our being. And we are not the same as we were before we were transformed. So Jacob had many years of experiencing God in which God was constituted into his very being. So he had something of God in his being when he arrived in Bethel the second time that he didn't have when he arrived the first time. He had God. He had God in him, as we could say, as wine. So he had the experience that he needed. So he had something to offer, something in addition to what he had the first time he came to Bethel. This additional offering was just the drink offering. So here in chapter 35, we have the first mention of the drink offering. Then we can trace this matter of the drink offering through the Bible. We find that it's mentioned again in the Old Testament in the book of Leviticus. Then we go on to Numbers. We see the drink offering appears again. And then Paul himself in Philippians 2 And in 2 Timothy 4, mentions that he himself is being poured out as a drink offering. So the person becomes the drink offering. So eventually, the drink offering, which consists of wine, becomes the very person who offers it. So Jacob had experience with God, so God was able to constitute himself into Jacob and become the very wine that Jacob was able to pour out. So Jacob poured out actually physical wine, but this physical wine symbolizes the person himself.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
In Leviticus, we have, firstly, five basic offerings. The burnt offering, the meal offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering. All these are the five basic offerings. Most of these five basic offerings don't need our experience before our offering. See, you don't need to experience Christ before you come to offer him as a burnt offering to God. You don't need experience before you come to offer Christ as a peace offering to God. You see the point? But the drink offering is absolutely dependent upon our experience. We need to have some experience, then we can come to offer the drink offering. This is quite serious, quite important. Suppose here is one person, just saved yesterday. And there was no time for him to learn the experience of Christ. If he stays in the proper church life, he will be helped by the saints in the church to realize that day by day he need to live by Christ. Day by day he need to take Christ as his life in a practical way, to live by Christ. To live by Christ in this way, gradually he will realize, my, Christ is so much to him. Christ is so much to him. Probably he will get the help to realize by the saints that Christ is his burnt offering. That means Christ is absolutely for God, for him. You see, he should be absolutely for God, but he didn't do it. Yet Christ did it for him. So by doing this, he realized a kind of experience that Christ becomes his burnt offering to please God. Then gradually, in his experience, he will realize that Christ is his meal offering. Not only to satisfy God, but also to feed him. Christ is the meal offering, not only to be the food to God, but also to be his food. He daily takes Christ as his food, nourishing him, sustaining him, supporting him to live in the presence of God, that God could be satisfied. By this way, he experiences Christ as his meal offering. By experiencing Christ in this way, again and again and again, I tell you, eventually, he will be a person what? Filled with Christ. Saturated with Christ. By this time, you have to know this very Christ who is saturating him is the wine. The wine. And he himself becomes saturated with this wine. He is filled with wine, saturated with the wine. He just becomes one with the wine. Christ is the wine.
Bob, our experience of Christ in so many aspects eventually become something very sweet and satisfying to us, a kind of wine. But our being able to offer this wine back to God is dependent on our becoming one with the wine. What does this refer to, Bob?
Yes, before we can offer ourselves as a drink offering, we have to become wine. We know that in Matthew chapter 9, the Lord says that he is the new wine that needs a new wine skin. So he is the new wine who came to be the supply and the satisfaction and the happiness and even the joy of his people. You know, when we drink wine, we become happy. People become happy. And if they drink a lot of wine, they become saturated with the wine. Mm-hmm. And you could even say they become the wine. Mm-hmm. The wine becomes them and they become the wine. They become, as you said, Matt, one with the wine. Well, Jacob in chapter 28 of Genesis, he represents a new believer who has no experience of Christ. But then, as he lives in the proper church life, he is helped to enjoy Christ in many aspects.
Amen.
He is helped to offer Christ as his burnt offering, and then he's helped to eat Christ as his meal offering, who feeds him and strengthens and sustains him, as also satisfies God. The more he experiences Christ by taking Christ as his life and living Christ, living by Christ in the church life, the more he becomes saturated with Christ, and Christ saturates him and makes him just saturated with the wine. Christ is the wine. And eventually, the believer who experiences Christ in this way becomes one with the wine. So he himself can pour out himself as a drink offering. So this shows that in order to be a drink offering, to become a drink offering, to be poured out to God as Paul was at the end of his life in his martyrdom, we need much experience of Christ, much enjoyment of Christ that eventually causes us to be saturated with the very Christ whom we experience and enjoy. And this is really the very heart of the Bible, right? That Christ comes into us to fill us and saturate us with himself, to make us just the same as he is, to become us in a very good sense of the word. He becomes us. We become him. He fills us, and we are in him. So this is us becoming the wine, one with the wine, and therefore we become a drink offering to God.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Witness Lee for the conclusion of today's life study.
When Christ came in Matthew 9, he told the people that he came as the new cloth to cover us. And he came as the new wine to satisfy us and to stir us up. Today, we all need to experience Christ. Whatever we experience Christ will become a kind of stirring factor. We will be so happy. We will be just so happy. Eventually, we become one with the wine. As we are experiencing Christ, we are becoming drink offering. You go back and check with your experience. The more you experience Christ, the more you become the drink offering. In Matthew chapter 9, the wine was merely Christ. But I tell you, in 2 Timothy 4:6, Paul says, I am already being poured out as a drink offering. There, in 2 Timothy 4:6, the wine was not merely Christ. Could you see this? The wine became Paul. Could you follow me? The wine became Paul. The wine in 2 Timothy 4:6 was Christ of Matthew 9, saturating Paul, making Paul the wine. We all have to see this. The whole Bible tells us clearly the drink offering could not be offered by itself to God. You shouldn't offer the drink offering by itself to God. It must be offered to match some basic offering. The base offering is Christ. And the drink offering is to match the basic offering. And this drink offering is not merely Christ, but Christ saturating us. Eventually, this wine becomes us. And this wine was Christ, but now it becomes us. It becomes us for the drink offering. We must see this because we are here at Bethel. We are here in God's house. In God's house, we eventually all have to be poured out as the drink offering. And to be poured out as the drink offering depends upon our experience of Christ. When there is the drink offering, there is also the pillar that is set up as the house of God. We must see this. We must see this. This is deep, this is practical, and this is very touchy. It touches us so deeply that we will see here is a person, maybe you, maybe me, fully saturated with Christ. And this person has no other interest. I tell you, I have no other interest except the house of God, Bethel, 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 everyday Bethel, day and night Bethel. Beside Bethel, we have no interest.
Right.
We just don't have any interest. You look at the Apostle Paul, I tell you, by reading his writings, he was really crazy. He was really drunk. He was drunk with Christ, and he was only interested in one thing, God's house. He was only interested in God's temple. Bethel, Bethel, Bethel. His word for Bethel is the church. Another term, the body. His terms for the temple or for the house of God, for Bethel, were what? The church, the body. I tell you, it has been by my experience that I got to know this. Oh, at Bethel, at the house of God, eventually, we will spontaneously become such a drink offering.
Bob, another characteristic of the person who is being poured out as a drink offering is that this kind of person has only one interest, God's house. Bob, how can we become such persons caring only for God's interests?
As you mentioned, Matt, God's house is God's interest. What God wants is to build up a dwelling place for himself and his people on the earth. This dwelling place is nothing but the mingling of God and man. So God is absolutely for Bethel. In the Bible, the first mentioning of the drink offering, as we have seen, is in Genesis 35. But we read later on as we go through the Bible, we see this matter of the drink offering again. The next time it is mentioned is in Leviticus 23 in verse 13, which speaks about the meal offering of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mingled with oil. Then it says, its drink offering shall be of wine, 1/4 of a hin. So here we have the drink offering is of wine, and it is poured out upon the meal offering. So without the meal offering, there would not be a drink offering. So the drink offering is not offered by itself. It's offered upon one of the basic offerings, and the meal offering is one of these basic offerings. So the basic offerings typify Christ in different aspects to be our enjoyment, our portion. And as we enjoy and experience Christ as the basic offerings, we become saturated with Christ, and eventually we and Christ become one. What Christ is becomes what we are. And so Christ is the wine, and we become the wine. Eventually, in the New Testament, we reach the Apostle Paul's experience in Philippians chapter 2, verse 17, where he says that he is being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of the believer's faith. The basic offering here is the sacrifice and service of the believer's faith, and Paul is being poured out as a drink offering upon this basic offering. And then in 2 Timothy 4, verse 6, Paul says, I am already being poured out. This is the time of his martyrdom. So this is the drink offering from Genesis all the way to 2 Timothy chapter 4. But eventually, the wine is the key. In Matthew 9, the wine is Christ. He is the new wine. And in 2 Timothy 4, the wine is Paul. This means that through his experience of Christ and his enjoyment of Christ, he and Christ became one. Paul became the wine. He was saturated with Christ, and he became the very wine itself. So he could pour out himself as a drink offering. Paul's only interest was the building up of the church. And if we have the similar experience of Christ, we too will be people who have only one interest, and that is God's very interest, that is the house of God.
Amen. Thank you, Bob. This was a very enlightening and very touching life study. I appreciate your being a part of it.
I'm very happy to be with you again, Matt.
And thank you for being a part of it. Wherever you're listening, we invite you to contact us at 888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Or you can write to Living Stream Ministry, P.O. Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. Or you can write to radio@lsm.org. We love to hear your comments and your appreciation of these messages. And if you'd like to just reach others in your area who also appreciate this ministry, we'd like to help you do that, put you in touch. On behalf of Bob Danker, this is Matt Miller. Thanks for listening today.
Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee spent 7 decades in the 20th century speaking Christ, first in Asia and then North America, eventually all over the world. The culmination of those 70 years of ministry was his Life Study of the Bible, an exhaustive exposition of the entire Scriptures. This unique commentary focuses on how Christ can be life to man in an experiential and practical way. These programs encapsulate Witness Lee's speaking in just 26 minutes. But to get the complete riches, visit lifestudy.com. From there, you can read all of the Life Study messages in their entirety or download any of our more than 1,700 audio programs at no cost. Again, that website is lifestudy.com. Thanks for listening.